Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I can't describe the level of frustration. You know, I'm ticked off. You know, it's not even frustration. I'm just mad because, like I said, we can't have that. And turnovers is a big part of winning and losing games. And turning the ball over, giving them an extra possession, this is the outcome.
When you turn the ball over as much as we did tonight, that's the story of the game. You know, we've got to do it. We just can't do it. You can't do it if you want to win football games.
That was late Thanksgiving night in the bowels of M&T Bank Stadium as the interviews are going on postgame. Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh after the Ravens lose to the Bengals 32-14. And you know, Lamar said consistent about 20 times during his answers. We'll get to Lamar in a minute, but the offense, because I don't know, and we were just talking about it in the hallway, Jason, I don't know how much better this Bengals defense is, but one thing I can say, this Ravens offense looks broken.
Yeah, I mean, it's been broken. We've been telling you for a while that this wasn't some easy fix, that it wasn't something that was trending in the right direction. And this was going to be the ultimate litmus test, because that Bengals defense is the path of least resistance for everybody. Every moribund offense they faced, every tight end room that looked like the dregs of the NFL, came alive immediately, brought to life by that inept and inadequate Bengals defense. And if this team couldn't show a pulse, couldn't show some life, couldn't show some early game energy, couldn't show some first half real want to and know-how, then this is about as bad as it can get, and yet it really is that bad. And they remain hell-bent on self-destruction. They don't have much they can count on in the pass game. They don't have anything they can count on in the run game. Justice Hill quietly going on IR with a neck injury is bad news. He's one of the few guys that they really could ill afford to lose. Like, there's not a whole lot of people who are helping him in pass protection these days. That's one guy who was winning for him in those situations. That's one guy who did bring energy to a 2-minute drill, who could win for you in space. And now that's gone. Lamar is in a bad funk. It's not just physical now. It's physical, it's mental, and it's execution. They're in trouble. They're lucky they play in the AFC North.
It's stunning. It really is stunning, because you thought that, all right, quick turnaround. You really don't know what Lamar is going to look like with all of the injuries piling up, but you would just expect that there would be guys to pick him up, and there just wasn't. And what's really sad about it is we were talking a lot in the build-up to Thursday night, how this offense, since Lamar came back, they were getting off to really slow starts. They weren't scoring touchdowns in the first quarter. They only scored one since him being back, and that was in Miami. They went right down the field on the opening drive and then proceeded to not score in their next six drives.
They averaged 7 offensive points in the first half of games since week 7. This is week, it's half the season.
You just thought Henry breaks off the long 28-yarder. Okay, this is going to be their night. This is going to be their get right.
And they didn't see the ball in the second quarter.
Yeah, and the Bengals entered that game having allowed at least 26 points in 10 straight games. That's an NFL record.
Yes.
And the Ravens.
Well, and it was 27 a game up until they barely held New England to 26.
Yeah.
They had a run of longest stretch in NFL history to start a season, allowing 27 or more points at 400 or more yards every week, no matter who they played.
And the crazy thing is, as Bone points out, they get the touchdown, Derrick Henry first drive. Devontae Walker, for some unknown reason, stops running on a throw that's probably a touchdown, but he stopped. Isaiah Likely's about to go into the end zone. He gets stripped. You got Zay Flowers getting the OPI, and we can debate whether or not that's a good call, but it still happened. And things seem to snowball from there.
But they also faced Joe Burrow, clearly rusty, throwing 32 times in the first half and couldn't put him on his ass.
No.
With a bad toe. They had a young receiver stop on a go route where he was wide open, like people were wide ass open all day long, and that should have been a touchdown.
Yes, it should have been.
So we could, you know what I mean?
Like, no, but I'm saying if they score 21 points in the first half, it's a different football game. It could have been one of those shootouts like last season, but they couldn't put points on the board, and by the second half, it just completely went sideways.
Yeah, I mean, anyone that wants to talk about the OPI, you turn the ball over five times. That was the most turnovers they've had since 2013. You're not winning any football game when you turn the ball over five times.
This is the same defense that kept begging the Jets to come up and keep. Oh, we scored again?
Yeah.
Come and get seven back on us. Yes. Hey, Caleb Williams, come. You're in a rut. Not anymore. Just keep throwing the ball to Colston Loveland, who hasn't done anything in his career. And watch him go crazy. Oh, he did. Like, that's, I mean, so they lost fair and square.
No, I don't think they were denying that.
They beat themselves and they were beat. Cincinnati's defensive line outplayed the Ravens' defensive line. Cincinnati's offensive line outplayed the Ravens' offensive line. And guess what? Get used to it, because it's been happening. And when they face real teams from here on out, it's going to keep happening. When they face real quarterbacks, the fraudulent defense will be exposed. And it is fraudulent.
Well, but the issue was, Jason, I was texting some friends during the first half where the defense was making stand after stand. And when Lamar had the fumble
and
the Bengals had the ball 2 yards to go for a touchdown and they didn't score a point there, you're thinking, okay. But you didn't give up a touchdown in the first half. And given all the possessions that you had in the first half, six full ones, not counting the last one where it was 10 seconds left, you score once. You had the opportunity to head into halftime with the lead several times because the defense, they were giving up some points, but 12, you would take that with that offensive firepower, and offensively you couldn't take advantage.
Yeah, you mentioned the fumbles, Bone, and now we got another Zay Flowers fumble, and it seems like you get him in traffic and you go after the ball, he's now got, that's a reputation. He's going to put the ball on the ground. Well, the Isaiah Likely one, he you can't hold the football like that. Yeah. And again, they're not a good football team. Like, they're fortunate to be playing in a dreadful division. And that gives them a shot of possibly making the playoffs. But the product we watched Thursday night, the product we watched for a month, that team's not going anywhere.
When they face starting caliber quarterbacks this season who have won a playoff game, they've allowed 14 touchdowns to no interceptions and a QB rating of 111. Mm. And in the first half, you got Burrow clearly not right, fighting through everything, being asked to throw 32 times in the first half, and you couldn't take advantage of that.
By the way, they also lost Nate Wiggins in this game, who's their best corner. And he did
I'd say Awuzie is their best corner.
Well, right now, yeah. But Wiggins is playing his rear end off, and he ain't coming back. The way he walked off the field into the locker room, I don't think we're seeing him for at least a couple weeks.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack here. But I just go back to, I haven't bought him at the line of scrimmage pretty much all year. And if you think we're going to be talking about Draymond Jones big days in the playoffs, you're out of your freaking mind. You're out of your mind.
We did finally see a move on the offensive line, though. Emery
what
Jones
happened the first snap? Yeah. Disaster. Yeah.
Played two series and he was done.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't expect him to be a savior coming in this late. But
can I
say the roster sucks?
You're going to see more of them.
Count the blue chip players in their prime on the roster. I'll wait.
We
won't take you.
Jason,
long.
We agreed on Wednesday. The week's weird because of Thanksgiving. That this was going to be a big Derrick Henry day. That he was going to see the ball. What do we say? 30 touches, 30 attempted touches. He had 10 carries in this football game. And the game did not get out of hand till the fourth quarter.
Sheen Ali had the most snaps.
Yes.
Ali, at halftime, Ali had 10 snaps. Henry had 10 snaps. And Keith Mitchell had 5. Ricard only had 6. Look, they tried to win the game in 11 personnel. And I can understand why. It's a terrible secondary and everybody throws all over them. But they tried to throw in to their big guys while having mostly little guys on the field. It didn't go very well. But that was the approach. And the no Justice Hill was a big is a huge problem. And Ali is not Justice Hill. And I found it laughable how many times Jason Garrett kept bringing in how much they love Derrick Henry in space. Get out of here. Derrick Henry wasn't on the field on third down when he was in his prime in Tennessee. Like, this idea that, oh, no, Henry's the screen guy and he's been the screen guy all along. Well, yeah, that's what they're selling now because they don't have anybody else and Justice Hill is hurt. And I know he took 140 yards. But, like,
God,
they were telling you where they are by that first half snap count. And it ain't good. And Henry is good at a lot of things. Pass protection and winning for you on third down ain't it. And it was another game where you can go back to week 7. They averaged 3.7 yards per rush in the first half. That's abject failure. So I got news for you. If it wasn't 30 Derrick Henry, it's never going to be 30 Derrick Henry.
No.
It is what I said it had to be all along, except now you don't have Justice Hill in the mix to do it.
We have a massive show. Hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. We've been out of here since Wednesday. Bone and I were at the game Thursday night, so we heard everything that was said in the post game afterwards, which was fascinating. But it's our usual Monday guest, Jonas Schaefer, IA Hall of Famer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, joins us at 4, and Cordell Woodland, he covers the Ravens for us. What did he think? Now he's had some time to digest it along with his turkey. He joins us at 5.
Yeah. Look, the Ravens, the Orioles signed a closer. We will touch on that. It's a big, I guess it's kind of a big day for the Terps. I mean, the football season ended with a thud.
Man.
Loxley is still on his soapbox talking God knows what.
They still fired their coach at Michigan State, even though he beat Maryland.
Yes, they did. Hoops plays tomorrow night, so we will delve a little bit into that, but let's be honest. This is a 90% football show.
Yes.
And for good reason. If you thought the Ravens stunk, boy, how about the Steelers?
Yeah.
What a time to be alive. What a time to be in this division.
This is about to be the most bizarre Ravens-Steelers week that I can remember.
Yeah.
Very bizarre. Both teams destroyed at home in their last game. That was the low point of the Mike Tomlin era. Yeah. That was, oof.
Let's get to Lamar Jackson of it all next. What did we see from Lamar Jackson? How bad is it with the MVP quarterback? We'll discuss next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Next here on The Fan.
When you turn the ball over as much as we did tonight, that's the story of the game. You know, we've got to do it. We just can't do it. You can't do it if you want to win football games.
So that's John Harbaugh when asked if Lamar Jackson looked like Lamar Jackson. For his part, Lamar was 17 of 32. No touchdowns, one interception, two fumbles. If I'm looking, and I'm really stretching here, if there's a positive, he seemed more willing to want to run the football in this football game than he did since maybe Minnesota. But man, he was missing layups. He had no ball sense of ball security.
Nope.
This looked like rookie Lamar Jackson in some ways. It was
he looked
bad.
Shook. He looked shaken. Again, what the physical maladies, which I think are largely still there, and maybe he got shot up a little differently for this one, but it's clear he wanted to try to show off what he could do outside of the pocket early on. And I thought it looked better than it had. I thought he looked a little more spry, a little more agile, but nowhere close to his old self. And I think the overcompensating for this or that has now thrown his fundamentals way off. And I don't think he trusts anything that's happening in front of him whatsoever. And even the second interception where bodies are being pushed back into him and the ball's tipped. I mean, he can't complete.
By the way, he's got a touchdown if he gets a little lift on that ball.
Yeah. I just think the whole thing is sort of cratering inward. So, no, I don't like his production right now. I don't like what I see on the injury report throughout the week. I don't like what others are and aren't doing for him. I don't like some of his visible frustration. I don't see an easy way out of this. The facing the Cincinnati Bengals, hey, they were on short rest too. Short rest for everybody. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones who had to travel to you. And you can study the numbers historically. Teams that are favored by 7 or more points at home this late in the year on a Thursday night, that's money in the bank.
Yeah.
So this wasn't a get off the mat spot. The schedule will start getting more difficult. And I don't know. It's just so funny. A year ago, you think they could beat you in any personnel grouping you want. I can tell you this. I don't think going back and playing 50% of your snaps in 11 is going to be the way to go that much further. I wouldn't try that at Cincinnati. But I think the biggest issue is I don't think Lamar, when a play comes into his head, I think the first thing that goes through his mind right now is, how are we going to F this up?
Well, the Bengals had their second highest pressure rate in a game this season against the Ravens. And Ken, you mentioned it. He's missing layups. And right now, that's probably the most troublesome part of his game, where it's one thing that he's already hampered and he doesn't have the running ability that he has when he's healthy. And that significantly impacts this offense. But when you're missing easy swing passes to Keaton Mitchell,
throw it into the ground,
or Zay Flowers on a third down out route where he's throwing it into the stands, where that's an easy pitch and catch for a conversion on a third down, that is really troublesome. And you look over these last three games where he's completing 55% of his passes. He's got three interceptions, two lost fumbles, zero touchdown passes. It's the first time in his career he's gone three straight games with zero touchdowns.
Zero touchdowns, period. No rushing either.
Yeah, that's a good point. And prior to that, he had a streak of 30 consecutive games with a touchdown pass. So right now we're so used to Lamar putting on the cape. And John was saying, and rightfully so, during the five-game winning streak, he's playing winning football. This is not winning football. It's bringing the team down.
His decision making is off as well. And what I mean there is, like last year, it seemed like he always made the right call on an RPO. And I mentioned, okay, he looked more willing to run. But two plays before he throws the tip ball pick, he runs an RPO with Derrick Henry and he keeps it for a yard. You or I could have ran through that hole and possibly get a touch. And Derrick Henry was visibly upset that he kept that because Derrick Henry had a monster hole and Lamar kept it. Like that, when Lamar is right, he seemingly always makes the right decision on those things and he decided to keep that there.
I feel like in some weird ways we're kind of back. You just look at the body language and you listen to the press conferences. I kind of feel like this reminds me of some late era Greg Roman where he's like, I mean, they never really did that on film before. Like I don't see them doing that against anybody else. Like the Bengals blitzed him 30% of the time. For the season, they blitzed 20% of the time. It's a massive difference. Second highest blitz rate of the season. And it got to him because I think it's in his head and he knows one of these five guys in front of me is probably going to screw up. And now I also don't have Justice Hill to help clean up their mess. Like,
but what they're going to get rid of it quick.
They're going to keep seeing, like, people are going to keep changing their spots against them and blitzing them early with abandon until it's 17-10 at the half or 21-0 at the half. And they actually show that they can fight through it. Now you can tell me, well, if a guy doesn't fumble here and a guy, like, and I get all that. But it almost, to me, makes it worse because it should have happened and it didn't. And now from the mental standpoint, I just wonder if it's almost like a foregone conclusion. Like, I don't think they think they're a very good offense. And you know what? They're not a very good offense.
No. And Cincy, they were playing a ton of single high safety. Like you said, you saw a lot of cover zero blitz as well. And Lamar, when he's right, especially over the past year and a half, he's been killing the blitz, but he was really bad against it. He was 3 of 11, 69 yards,
yeah,
a pick, and a sack. That's nowhere near good enough.
Now, he was frankly bad.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering, is he going to be able, now this is the last time he gets extra time off, so he played Thursday, not playing again, home game next Sunday. Is he able to get back some semblance of who he is? And we know the problems. There's no Justice Hill. The line's not very good. Heck, Bone and I are watching the game sitting up. You can see there's multiple plays where the receivers get no separation. Yeah. Like he's looking, there's nobody open. Yeah. So is Lamar.
And this is the game where Bateman comes back. So yes, you should have at least the decoy to take the top off.
By the way, there was a play. He threw some weird moon ball to Zay. And Bateman's wide open on the other side. He never looked at him. And you could see Bateman kind of frustrated coming off the field. So I don't know that, like, is Lamar able to get into a good headspace at least as they head against Pittsburgh next Sunday?
Well, this is one thing we know about the Steelers. And that's a bad football team, and that's an inconsistent football team. But you often find when a team gets unmasked to the degree they did, where they literally run one James Cook rushing play from the first snap to the last.
It's embarrassing.
And Romo's calling it out before it happens. And they set a new record for most rushing yards by an opponent in that stadium. And most rushing yards against the Steelers in 40 years. And everybody's pissed off. I would think, at least in the first half, and the first half's been very problematic for the Ravens, that you get whatever the best of Hayward is and Watt is and Highsmith is. It might not be much. Yeah. It might not be much. But I think you might be running into a little bit of a buzzsaw there.
I would think so, too. But it's also this. They forced the second most turnovers in football this year. The defense sucks. They're bad. But they take the ball away, and that's the reason why they were in that football game in the first half, is because they got two turnovers off the Bills. Ravens are coming off a game in which they had five giveaways. So that's a serious factor on Sunday, too.
It's a battle of crappy football teams Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium.
Trade the coaches.
Ravens. We go back to that.
Trade the coaches.
Ravens and Steelers.
Change the culture. Different vibes.
Yeah.
I want Mike. Could you imagine Mike Tomlin four days a week for like half the year talking?
Oh, man.
I think you got to move.
What would we call that? I can almost come up with a name for the segment. By the time we come back after commercial, I'll have a name for the segment.
By the way, we're taking your phone calls
that
coming up at 2:45.
Maybe it will.
410-583-1057. Who are you blaming? Can Lamar get it back? We'll talk to you at 2:45. But coming up next.
I got it.
Six-pack time.
Spilling the tea with Coach T. Huh? What do you think about that? We get like a Lipton or a Nesty sponsor? Well, we don't get any sponsors.
Yeah, that's not bad. Not a bad idea. Nesty Plunge, remember that?
Spilling the tea.
Yeah. Six-pack.
Coach Tomlin tells you what's going on with his Ravens.
defensive observations, and quite frankly, they were offensive. We'll give you ours next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Here on the Fan.
Great.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, he had 78 yards on the ground. He had 7 catches for 35 yards in the air. And so Chase Brown, over 100 yards of offense, he sort of had his way with this defense.
Yeah, we're sort of simpatico here. I mean, I think some D tackle's going to have to stand up here and be a thing, like, you know, with some level of consistency, like 2 weeks in a row, like 3 out of every 5 weeks, because the assignments are going to get more and more substantial. And I mean, Chase Brown averaged, 5 yards a carry? They decided they're going to throw like crazy, and once you throw 32 times in the first half, you're probably going to end up throwing at least 50 in the game. He dropped back 49 times. I think you'll see much more Chase Brown probably the second time. But we've talked so much about the edge, but the interior of this D-line is still very problematic for me. And again, like, Jones has some nice moments, but I think it's an accident waiting to happen. And when a running back touches the ball 27, 28, 30 times against them, it's going to happen. The weather's changing. I think they're in a world of trouble.
Number 5.
They did a pretty good job against Joe Burrow when they blitzed, but why didn't you do it more? 7 blitzes on 49 dropbacks when your regular, air quotes, pass rush is doing absolutely nothing to him. Just strikes me as odd. He was only 2 of 7 for 43 yards against the blitz. He did have the big touchdown pass to Yoshi Voss, and he converted a screen for 14 yards on a 3rd and 7. But they did sack him. They pressured him. But I kind of thought we'd see more. And then you lose a starting corner along the way. I'm like, well, okay. At this point, Jamar Chase can pretty much beat whoever he wants, mm-hmm. So you're going to try to get after Joe Burrow here, right? Because it seems like when you bring numbers, you're doing pretty well. I was a little baffled why they didn't do it more, but you're gonna have to be willing to do it more.
You mentioned Jamar Chase, and that's my 5. He had 7 for $110, but if Joe Burrow was himself in the first half, it could have been a heck of a lot worse. They had no answers for him in the second half.
Number 4.
I think it's fair to mention that the bend but don't break didn't break in the first half. And they held them to 4 field goals in the first half and had the goal line stand after Lamar's fumble at the 2-yard line. So at least for a half, the defense did their part.
Yeah, my four is Owuzie now is one of the most important players on this team, without a doubt. I think he's been their most consistent corner. He was the only one of them all who, to me, really looked up for the fight against Ja'Marr Chase. Marlon looks pretty cooked to me, and the one-arm pin thing is not working. Wiggins is now hurt. I don't think they have – I don't think they love their kid corners the way they sell whisper to the media. They love their kid corners. And I know it was a revenge spot for Owuzie, but I think he's playing really well. And I think he's their best corner right now, and it's not close. And, boy, they better hope he stays healthy.
Yeah, I'll go with Jason. That's probably the best move of the offseason by Eric DaCosta. Yeah. Owuzie, and injuries have plagued him in recent years, but luckily he's only missed a game or two this year. But he's been really, really big for them.
Six-pack of defensive observations, and Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
The levy broke a little bit in the second half, but their red zone defense has still been phenomenal. And Joe Burrow, rusty or not, to be one of nine passing in the red zone in the first half, and for them to be gifted the field position they have, and it's one of the best red zone passers since he entered the league, and for them to hold them down as long as they did. Now you could tell me, well, second half is a little different story. And they start scoring explosive touchdowns, so who needs the red zone? And there's definitely reason for concern with this defense, but they have continued to make life difficult for people when the field gets condensed. And boy, they're going to really have to keep that up, because there's not a whole lot else about this team right now that seems real, but that's pretty real.
You mentioned Owuzie. I'll go with the other corner at three. And for his part, Harv's meeting with the media right now says Nate Wiggins is day-to-day. He did not look good when he left the game. I thought Nate Wiggins has been playing some really good football. If they're missing him for a significant amount of time, I don't know if it's going to hurt against Pittsburgh, but it's going to hurt against real quarterbacks, because it's Owuzie and then a bunch of guys. Because as Jason said, I'm not seeing much positive out of Marlon Humphrey.
Seeing Joe Burrow again the next week.
Yeah.
Number two.
The defense couldn't get off the field in the third quarter. The Bengals were five for their first five on third downs, and they had opportunities. There were a few third and longs in there, like third and eight, third and nine. They could not get stops, and that's when, I guess, muscle memory with Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase basically going back to their time at LSU, they just kept gouging them on third downs, and the Ravens' defense, eventually the levy broke.
Look, real quarterbacks are going to shred them, and this is more evidence of it. So they faced, by my count, we're counting regular starters, not a guy like Flacco, who's not a starting quarterback in this league, but was pretending to be one with Cleveland, and then was one while Joe Burrow was hurt. But you look at playoff-caliber starting quarterbacks that they faced, Burrow, Stafford, Allen, Mahomes, Goff, and Stroud, guys who've won playoff games. When they faced them, 110.7 passer rating, 14 touchdowns to no picks, 255 yards per game, 67% completions, just five sacks, a pressure rate of 26%. That ain't going to cut it. And guess what? They've got a bunch of them coming up who either check that box, mm-hmm. like Jordan Love or Joe Burrow again, or guys who may start checking that box like Drake May.
They do get Rodgers twice.
Defense isn't built to stop those guys. And the bottom line is it really, really hasn't been.
Number one.
Fake-ass pass rush will only take you so far. I prefer my pass rush in the form of actual players who can do it themselves, not scheme and try-hard guys and whatever. Again, a guy on one leg with a thing in his foot in his cleat to help his toe, who hasn't played in 2 months, and I know he's great, but he wasn't himself, and he dropped back 49 times, and you put him on his ass once. Like, stop. You had another game with a pathetic pressure rate. Stop. Van Noy, Mike Green, they ain't doing much. Like, they're good for one or two flashes a game. Draymond Jones is a guy. He's a guy. And a collection of guys. There's nothing remotely special about their D-line. It's pretty pathetic, actually. You don't get Dylan Gabriel every week. You don't get Justin Fields / Tyrod every week. That's abject failure. That's abject failure, and I thought it would be abject failure. You're not winning against playoff quarterbacks without NFL legitimate pass rushers. They don't employ them.
Ajabo, a healthy scratch on a night they're throwing 50 times. Tells you everything you need to know about how the Ravens evaluate pass rushers. Adafe Owe is the best pass rusher who's been on their roster this year. And they gave him away for a safety who knows how to keep people aligned, but can't really tackle and doesn't really make plays.
We're sort of simpatico. The lack of pass rush allowed Joe Burrow to get comfortable after not looking like himself in the first half. And you saw what happened in the second half. They scored 20 second half points, and this game got out of control.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
Yeah, you guys are similar in the top three. But the 5 for 5 on third down, you can look at each of them. And it's just Burrow had all day during those times. And you mentioned the touchdown to Yoshivash, where you sent the blitz. They picked up the blitz really, really well. And when you got Roquan Smith running with a slot wide receiver, you're going to love that matchup every single time.
Coming up next, we want to hear from the people.
Joseph Asai outplayed any pass rusher the Ravens employed by a country mile.
He played his rear end off.
Did a great game.
410-583-1057. What do you think about what you saw Thursday night, about what you expect to see the rest of the season? Ravens 6-6, tied for first place in the AFC North. Are you feeling any reason for optimism about this football team other than the fact that they're in a dreadful division? What'd you think of Thursday night? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next. Ravens lose 32-14 Thursday night. What do the people think? 410-583-1057. Let's go out to the phone lines. We start with Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, you're on the fan.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? Good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Thank you. That was an ugly game on Thanksgiving, man. I almost ruined my Thanksgiving if it wasn't for the Cowboys. You know, that saved it, man. But
you got two teams near 500.
I know, right? Hey, moving forward, though, like if Lamar come out in like this first half against the Steelers game, right, and just playing terribly, like does John Harbaugh have the you-know-what to pull on me? Like, listen, man, you at 60%, man. Like, we'd rather have 100% Huntley over 60% Lamar Jackson, you know. And hey, looking back, Huntley did beat the number one seed in the NFC right now, which was the Bears, right? So, hey.
That's what makes sports fun. Anything can happen on any given Sunday.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know, like I said, like, do you continue to go with Lamar playing like this, or you don't want to hurt Lamar's feelings by benching him? Do you bench a franchise quarterback for playing bad or what?
If that's the case, then they better make that decision by a Friday afternoon and rule him out on an injury report.
Yeah.
Like
you're not pulling him.
Not in the middle of a game.
No.
Yeah, not in the middle of a game.
410-583-1057. George is in Perry Hall. George, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey there.
Thanks for taking my call. So a couple things on Friday after the loss. You know, listening to Cordell and Bruce Cunningham, man, it seems like the opinion of the punters. Yeah. Listening to, you know, what all the broadcasters say, they're feeling that the wheels are starting to come off this team and that it's not inside the locker room, but mostly at Owings Mills. I wanted to get your thoughts on that. And second, as far as Lamar is concerned, he saw certain plays that he had the cape on. He showed some explosiveness, you know, in certain lanes, but was still hesitant. Good thing was, you know, he got rid of the ball when, you know, there weren't plays there. But I just wanted to see what you guys' take is as far as, you know, moving forward. I mean, this division, you know, can possibly see a loser win the thing. Your thoughts on that? Thanks, guys. Well,
appreciate it.
I'm not sure. I was hoping he would stay on. I don't know exactly what he meant by the first thing about it's at the problems that always melt.
I think he means I think he means coaching in front office and not the players on the field was the way I read it.
I think it's everybody. I think it's all of it in its totality. But I think when you see them face teams that have some blue chip players at critical positions, I think it does show that the talent level is not as high at critical positions for the Ravens as people would have you believe. I also think the quarterback's more hurt than we've let on. And yeah, Bone and I were looking at various tiebreakers before the show started. Mm-hmm. And an 8-9 team, even an 8-9 Bengals team, could win this division if things fall a certain way.
No, it definitely could. But to get back to both you guys said it in your six-pack, that's the thing that was significantly overlooked by everybody heading into the season is the deficiencies that this team had both sides of the ball.
O-line and D-line, maybe.
In the trenches.
410-583-1057.
Who's having a blue chip season?
Trippy, you're on the fan. Kyle Hamilton, maybe?
No. O-line or D-line?
Oh, nobody.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, nobody. Travis Jones?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Trippy!
Hey, man, I'm trying to cook real quick before y'all hang up on me because I got a lot to say real quick. First of all, should I be a fan? Should it be one of them fake fans saying, oh, it's going to be okay. The team look okay, y'all. We still got a chance. No. I'm tired, man. Every week is the same thing. Fans saying, oh, y'all ain't play nobody. You're right. We ain't play nobody, but we don't come up with the schedule. All we got to do is win the game. Here we is as the Baltimore Ravens. We started off slow, right? We started off slow. Hello? 1-5. Started off slow.
1-6.
Won 5 games straight. And here come Mr. Harbaugh. Did y'all see after we beat the Jets what he say? Who had? Stop saying that. Stop it. You ain't been saying it all year. Now you want to come out who got it better than us. Every time you say that, we lose the next game. I'm tired of it. Now, to the offense. I ain't going to lie. I never saw Lamar play like that since his rookie year.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to speak. I'm not going to speak too much about it because every time you speak about it, you got fans in their feelings. You feel me? Like, that's the problem with these fans. You can't keep saying this and that. And then when things go wrong, you want to blame everybody. That's why I blame the whole team. And y'all ask the question, who do you blame? I blame the coaches. You know why? Because remember, a couple of weeks ago, I keep saying, I feel like these coaches baby the players up. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, Lamar was hurt. They was doing all. They want to do all this coaching. You can see they on the sideline. They coaching. They want to do all this. My job as a fan, all I want to do is hype them up.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all what people saying, what the media saying, this and that. Play your job, and you go out there and lose to a quarterback that ain't playing how many weeks? Come on, man. Then this damn defense. Zach, oh, why you not sending a lot of blitz? I know we ain't got that many fast rushers, but God damn, can we do something?
Hey, what'd you think of Lil Jon?
Oh, shout out to Lil Jon, man. He said I was funny, man. Lil Jon nice. Was real cool. I took a picture with him and all that.
Oh, nice.
And look, another thing. It's no shots towards like all these entertainers and all that. But the Ravens need to start doing something because there's a lot of artists that's in Baltimore that would love to perform. That's Raven fans. You got to start doing more stuff for the people. Maybe we might bring more fans out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And let me say something about my man Todd because Todd, my guy.
Yeah.
Hey, any other time, Todd come holler at me. He ain't holler at me. He knew I was upset.
Yeah.
But, see, if he would have talked to me, maybe I would have gave him a nice prep talk because I didn't need no Derrick Henry. Only got the ball 10 times.
Yeah.
Hello? 10 times. So listen to me, Todd Munkin, because every time I talk about your offense, you said you ain't following me back on Twitter till I stop critiquing your offense. I'm not critiquing your offense. It's just certain things that I see out there that can be better. Did y'all watch the Bills versus Steelers game yesterday? Mm-hmm. Look how they had both of them running backs out there. We should have Derrick Henry and Keaton Mitchell out there at the same time. Even put Patrick Ricard at a tight end and start dialing it up. Every time we in that red zone, I don't care. When we in the 20-yard line in the red zone, Patrick Ricard should be on that field every time. And let me tell y'all something, Ravens. Y'all better not lose to the Steelers Sunday. Y'all better not lose. I guarantee somebody going to be in trouble, man. Hey, y'all have a great day.
Appreciate it, Trippy. Hey.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah. It didn't take a breath.
Enough said.
410-583-1057. We got a bunch of people on hold, so we're going to ride with the calls. 410-583-1057. Your thoughts on the Ravens Thursday, and what about this Sunday? We'll take your calls next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.